Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts, today with a very special episode. I say this every single time, it's not so special this time, but I did some modifications on my microphone, aka I put up a pop shield thing, which I could have done years ago, but somehow didn't. And I feel like this is one of those episodes where I don't have a lot to tell you because I'm very tired. And yesterday was a very special day because I had a video shoot, which was a lot of fun and which you'll see and hear about in a bit, but not today. Today I want to focus on something else, which I haven't figured out yet in my head. So this is evolving with you in real time. So I quickly want to just talk about one thing that's really, unfortunately, a vital part of my life, which is fear. And for all of those who struggle with an anxiety disorder or with anxiety in general, I totally get it. I totally understand you and I feel you and I know what it's like. It's not a good feeling at all. So this week was quite intense when it came to that. And I just noticed that sometimes very normal things that other people wouldn't really care about cause a lot of anxiety in me. And I'm trying to remind myself of this one thing that I heard someone say once, which is, it doesn't make sense to be afraid before the thing. You're wasting so much energy and you're wasting so much thought and feeling and everything that you can spare yourself so much energy, and it makes sense to be a little scared maybe right before it happens, and then you go, and when you're in it, usually you feel relieved or you don't really think about the fear anyway. So at least that's the case for me. What scares me are probably my thoughts around what's going to happen and not so much the thing itself. It's really the meaning that we give things that changes what we feel towards it. So I'm just taking this as an opportunity for myself to train not being so scared anymore, because it doesn't make sense. Like, you're scared of something in the future which doesn't really affect you, because in your mind it's a lot bigger and it's a lot more pronounced and it's a lot more alive than it is in real life, if you know what I mean. Like, usually our fears don't even come true and we waste so much time on them. So it doesn't make sense to do that. It doesn't make sense to waste so much time and energy. And above all, it doesn't make sense to live in the future, because that's what we do when we are scared and when we're afraid. We picture a future that is the worst case scenario, and it doesn't make sense to live there. What makes sense is to live right here, right now, and to cherish every single moment. And I know that it's one thing to understand those things consciously and another thing to have your subconscious do what you know is right. So I definitely empathize with all of you who, as I said, who struggle with anxiety, because I know it's not rational. But I also believe that we're meant for more, and that the things we're most afraid of or the things we struggle with most often keep us from our biggest potential. And I think that people who struggle with anxiety are meant to be voices in this world and lights in this world that are meant to be heard and to be seen, who can really help other people and who can do that through being courageous and sharing their stories boldly. So I definitely want to encourage you, step out of your comfort zone, step out of your fear zone. It's going to be worth it a lot. So yeah, I think this was a very mixed episode. I talked about a really important topic in my life. I don't want to make it more important than it is, but I do want to, you know, stress that courage and love are the antidote to fear. So if you like this episode, please make sure to subscribe and to rate my podcast wherever you're listening. And I will catch you next week with hopefully more energy and a funnier topic. Stay tuned. Bye.